Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Calving season is about to reach full speed. It is always an exciting time of year. If I were to write a job description of what I do, it would include something about prioritizing mishaps and addressing them in descending order, depending on degree of possible death or destruction. Trying to find the balance between stomping the biggest fire first or the sparks before they become a blaze, the possibility of numerous right or wrong answers only adds to the excitement. It is sure a good feeling to have a day when things go a little better than you thought they would. Like when the welding shop gets a breakdown fixed sooner than you expected, which lets you stick to your routine rather than having to relocate and refuel a piece of equipment that is not nearly as user-friendly. Along with the day-to-day challenges, a rancher also needs to be looking ahead beyond calving season to breeding season and getting things lined up for the next calving season to work. Last week, I was visiting with a seed stock producer in Montana about a possible bull purchase, and I told him a genetic line I was not interested in because of some disposition issues I'd had with them over the years. He said they hadn't had any big issues, and when they are dealing with coyotes, mountain lions, wolves, and grizzly bear, they want a cow that is protective of their calf. It made me glad I live where I do, and I appreciate the cows that let me tag their calves without giving me the grizzly bear treatment. On a related story, somehow the good news spread that the new wolf citizens in our neighboring state to the west had killed their first calf. This got my mind going in a direction I was not planning on it going. But it was seed for a new poem. I would prefer inspiration did not strike on days when I am short on time and sleep, but here we go with one I call Abiding. Credit to Badger Clark for the template. There are folks now in the cities that make choices for the rest, leaving stewards of the spaces feeling squeezed, north, south, east, and west, replaced with wolves and bureaucrats and refuge of distant land. We are told it is coincidence, but are pretty sure it's planned. Biding, biding, progress keeps marching on. We don't know how good we have it until it all is gone. Biding. The lure of security and subsidy are mighty hard to ignore, but they throw off the balance of the bull and bear and boar, urges higher up the ladder, blur the line of want and need, till the auction gavel rings, and red ink we will bleed. Biding, just biding, reframing wrong and right, until the lever's tripped, the noose suddenly comes tight. Biding. Entitled or enslaved, neither needs prosperity, no reason for the working when trusting foreign generosity, until the mills and drills fall silent, and when our world goes dark, the last cow chip would bake the last biscuit, if not for lack of spark. Biding, just biding, not considering what or why, till the printing presses stop and the coffers have run dry. Biding. I will not waste another moment wrapped in this blanket of distress, for the one who placed the stars is not one to second guess. When I trust the Creator, not the currency that bears His name, it resets the world's rules for the playing of the game. Abiding, yes, abiding, the Lord will light my way. All things on earth are temporary, but gratefully I stay. Abiding. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.